Jim is with the Recruitment Management Consultants, LLC, located in East Lansing, and I wanted to give Jim a call because I recently read a story online that there are a lot of IT jobs and a lot of green IT jobs, not only in the state of Michigan, but specifically here in Lansing. So, Jim, you're my resource. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about Recruitment Management Consultants. What do you do?
Well, we are an IT-specific staffing and consulting company. We're based right downtown East Lansing. And really, our whole program is all about providing and matching up the right people with the right opportunities and the right organizations as it relates to IT projects and initiatives within both software companies as well as IT departments across most of the greater Lansing area in Michigan.
Is the story I read correct? Are there IT jobs and more specifically green IT jobs here in the state and in Lansing?
There are, yes, and they're growing. They were the one sector that really persevered through a lot of this downturn, and as we're coming out of this, it's really, really thriving right now. And green is one area, but it's really across all sectors of the economy right now.
Do you have enough workers to fill these jobs?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think that the answer is yes and no. I think there are a lot of workers that are available in the marketplace. However, I think that there's a little bit of disconnect in identifying the workers or the workers, that is, identifying the fact that there are these jobs in the area. I think that in the downturn, there was a little bit of a misnomer that a lot of people had to leave the state to go and find the IT jobs and take IT jobs. But really, I think we just need to get people more educated on the opportunities that are right here in their own backyard.
Are the people that you're trying to match up with employers mainly from the state of Michigan, or are you seeing other folks considering Michigan and Lansing for careers?
Yeah, again, a little bit of both. I think the real important thing right now is we've got to focus on three major areas. We're looking at education, we're looking at community, and we're looking at innovation. And we're trying to leverage the state and local universities and colleges such as MSU and LCC here in the greater Lansing area to ensure that the folks that are coming out of those institutions stay here. And then there are other initiatives underway right now. The Michigan State Alumni Association and some others are doing some road shows around the other Big Ten cities and trying to make sure that they understand that there are great opportunities here in Michigan and then try to bring some people back that have left the region here to go to greener pastures, so to speak, in the past, but want to get back to their families and get back to the great state of Michigan.
What kind of education do people need to have to get these jobs that you're trying to match up?
It's primarily your traditional computer science programs, although the numbers are a little bit down in computer science. Part of the reason is that the opportunity to get access to IT-related education has sprawled out into some non-traditional areas such as marketing and communication and arts, where there's more internet and graphics-based technology that is spidering into those different sectors of education, and then obviously in your general College of Engineering-type programs, computers and technology is prominent.
What are the jobs that are really hot, though, that you have openings for now that you don't have the people for? The people need to know how to write code. Where do they need to be?
Yeah, I think you're hitting the nail on the head there. I think where we're finding our biggest struggle is right in that sweet spot of doing development, whether it be .NET or Java technology specifically, are very high in demand right now, and we've got immediate openings and more coming every day in those two specific skill sets, and then it branches out from there. Obviously, you need people to do business analysis to grab requirements, and then project managers to manage those efforts. And then on the infrastructure side, there's plenty going on within virtualization and unified communications, which brings the network administrators and some folks in the telecommunications space to the table.
All right, Jim, if people want more information about Recruitment Management Consultants, how do they do that?
They can call us at 517-999-5410 is our number, and then they can always reach us via email at contact@rmcagency.com.
All right, Jim, I will stay in touch. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.